Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is your host, Alexia Leachman, and thank you so much for joining me. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, I say regular because we've only just started, but if you've been listening to the past show, then you'll know that I'm inviting you to download our five-step process from our website and really want to encourage you to clear your own head trash, because basically your life would be much better if you did. And I'm not sort of saying that in any condescending way, but we could all benefit hugely if we just cleared our own head trash. And now with the advent of reflective repatterning, which is so easy to learn at a very basic level, that you can actually do that now. And that's what you get in our five-step process that you can get free off our website. So if you have downloaded it, how are you getting on? Are you clearing stuff? And if you are, come and tell me about it. I want to hear your stories, please, because I think also other listeners would like to hear your stories and experiences. Because I think some, you know, one thing I get from people is, yeah, but does it work? And they don't want to book a session with me sometimes because they're like, well, it might not work. And it's like, stop it, guys. Seriously, this stuff works, okay? Give it a go and then come and ask me if it works. Try it. This reflective patterning is so powerful. It really is amazing that how effectively it does work. And if you're not doing it right, or you're worried that you're not doing it right, then just come and let me know. Find me on Twitter at Alexia L, or send me an email through the Head Trash website. But please, I really want you to give this a go, because your life will change for the better. And it's so damn simple. It's silly not to give it a go. Anyway, I'm going to stop banging on about that now and go on to what I want to talk about today. Now, today's show is all about where does head trash come from? Because let's face it, if we knew where it came from, then we could maybe start putting a stop to it piling into our lives, right? And that's the thing with all aspects. If we can understand a little bit what's going on beneath the surface and understand how it gets there, then we can maybe stop it from getting there in the first place, especially if it's something that we don't want in our life. So so that's what I want to help you to understand a little bit today. And this, what I'm going to share with you today, is sort of my take on it. It's not the definitive final word by any means, and I'm still learning on this journey of head trash clearance, so I'm not putting myself out there as the expert either. But this is, you know, certainly this has stood up to a lot of the work that I do with my clients when I work one-to-one with people. And it's a really simple way of looking at it. So basically what I've done is I've come up with the head trash cycle. Tried to keep it simple. You know, I come from marketing and I like to make things simple if I can. And basically I want to sort of invite you to think about the water cycle as a similar analogy, if you would. And so if you can't remember the water cycle, or if you're thinking, what on earth is she on about, then I'll just recap the water cycle briefly for you. And the water cycle is, it's that good old picture that you see at school where there's a mountain scene, clouds in the air, and the clouds fall as rain and they fall down the mountains, and there's a couple of lakes in the mountains that, you know, fill up when it gets rainy, and then they overspill, create some streams. And then gradually the streams come down the mountain and feed the big rivers. And before you know it, they go back to the sea. And then once the water's in the sea, it evaporates again back into the clouds. And there you have it, the cycle. So I'd like you to sort of keep that in mind as I talk about the head trash cycle, because it's pretty much a similar sort of thing that's going on. So first of all, let's sort of think about the clouds. And that's kind of, you know, you could argue that that's where things start, although, you know, we kind of know that it doesn't. But, you know, there's a cycle, so there isn't really a beginning and an end. But certainly the clouds is a very useful place to sort of think, oh, well, you know, the water's up there, we can see it fall. Now, so the clouds in terms of head trash, you know, where it all begins, can be broken into three categories. Very broad categories, and those categories are your emotions. So, and when I'm talking about emotions, I'm talking about emotions that are out of kilter, out of balance, where maybe you're displaying emotions inappropriately, and that could be excessively or by not at all, by suppressing them. So that's sort of, or you have like emotions that lurk and stalk with you. You know, they hang around all the time. You can't kind of shake them off. They're just there everywhere you turn. Your emotion is there behind, you know, frustration or stress or sadness or whatever. It's just sort of hangs around like a bad smell, you know, that kind of thing is what I'm talking about. And then another category in terms of clouds is your beliefs. Now, your beliefs are so fundamental to the way that you experience the world and the way that you behave in the world. You know, they really sort of do underpin the lot, really. And they sit at the top of the tree, I guess. And if you've got beliefs that are quite limiting for you and sort of, you know, sort of prevent you from stepping forward and living and being your most awesome self, then, you know, this is going to make the clouds quite dark and murky, as are the nasty emotions that sort of are ruling your life too. You know, if you just imagine these dark, murky clouds that are building up. And then the final one are your values. Now, our values are kind of like the unwritten rules that we live by. And so the problem with values is that, you know, again, they're really, really important. They're like our inner compass, like our inner moral compass, you know, and again, they dictate our behavior and certainly the way that we think and prioritize things. But the problem is some values are kind of competing against each other, you know. So, for example, you might have somebody that has faith or spirituality high up their value chain. And then they might have just started a business, say, and somewhere deep inside of them, they might say, well, you know, spiritual people, it's not about the money. It's about simplicity. It's about, you know, being true to being authentic and all that kind of stuff. And so suddenly, you know, the idea of having a business that makes money is in direct conflict with their sort of idea of who they are in terms of faith and spirituality. And so they might never make money in their business because it conflicts their spiritual faith value, which is much higher up the tree. So that's just a little tiny example to show you how that can really sort of scupper your chances of success and being totally awesome if, you know, your business is being a spiritual wonder person that's going to, you know, spread love and light around the world. Then you're not going to make it if you don't reconcile those differences between your values. And that can happen on any level in terms of any values that you have. So, you know, just as a side note, you might want to have a look at what your values are and see if any of them are competing with each other, because that could be a real source of crap for you in your life, you know. So anyway, there you have it. You've got your three bulky, cloudy, nasty black clouds there that are your values, your emotions, and your beliefs. So now let's go back to the water cycle or the head trash cycle. And I hope you're still with me here and you don't think I'm completely mad. So now imagine that you've got these negative beliefs, these values in conflict, and these inappropriate emotions that spill into your life. So in terms of the water cycle, this is rain. This is the stuff that's falling down now. And so as it starts falling down, in the water cycle, what you have is you start having little streams building up. And then you start, a lake starts to form as the beginnings of all this water pouring down the mountain. Now, so for us, in terms of head trash, the first lake that fills up is the stress lake. And so, you know, you have all these little things that sort of, you know, that are building up and being, creating your head trash. And the more of those things that you have, they create the stress in your life. And so that's why when I've talked earlier about clearing stress is that if you can start eliminating these little tiny things one by one, that's how you can reduce your stress levels. You know, it's like thinking about a jug with a measuring jug. You start pouring all that head trash in and the first big marker that you get to is stress. Now, if you imagine that there's an utter downpour and you are not able to reduce the amount of stress in your life and you just basically, it just keeps on coming because you don't, you haven't found a way of reducing it, of managing it, of preventing the stuff from falling in the first place, and it just keeps going. And that lake is going to overflow and then it's going to overspill and all the excess is going to keep on going down the mountain, and another lake is going to start forming, and the next lake is called the anxiety lake. Now, anxiety is like stress on speed. It's turbo powered. It's a little bit more nasty than stress, you know. And at this point, when you're experiencing anxiety, you're going to start really noticing your body suffering at this point. You might be experiencing panic attacks, addictions to things like drink or cigarettes or drugs or gaming or whatever kind of addictive patterns may be sort of making themselves known in your life. But that's you can recognize that as being symptoms of anxiety. Now, let's just say that you still don't know how to clear this stuff. So it just keeps piling in, right? It keeps piling in, keeps piling in. And the anxiety lake overflows. And then that one then becomes the depression lake. And that's when you start experiencing, you know, depressing thoughts, you're feeling a little bit low. And then depending on where that goes and whether or not you're able to manage it and clear it, or whether there's more stuff in your life causing even more problems, then that can get out of hand. And so then that's what you have. You have this kind of cycle of stuff falling down. And if you imagine that this cycle is kind of, you know, if it's polluted with these dark thoughts, that these negative thoughts that are falling in, and as that water evaporates in the cycle, this is kind of, the whole cycle is toxic. You know, this toxicity that's just flowing in your system, in your thoughts, this repeating pattern that you can't seem to get out of. Now, you know, if we wanted to try and empty the lake of stress or the anxiety lake, or whatever, you know, you think about, how would you go about emptying that lake? How would you about reducing the stress in your life, or the anxiety in your life, or the depression in your life? You know, how do you go about doing that? Well, how practically speaking, if you have a sink overflowing with water, you know, you can either turn the tap off or you can pull the plug, right? So in the sense of, you know, we can pull the plug and let all that water out, but if you don't turn the tap off as well, it's going to keep on filling up. So ideally, you need to do a little bit of both. A great first stop would be to pull the plug first, just to sort of manage it all and feel a little bit better in the short term and give yourself the strength to cope with turning the tap off, as it were. And so, you know, this is a really great place to start. And we call this in head trash clearance the big three, because everybody experiences an element of stress, anxiety, or depression. And so when we work with people one-to-one, we'll start, first of all, just by clearing all that messiness, that overwhelming stressfulness, anxiety, or depression that might be just clouding their ability to move forward with stuff. And once we've done that, we can then start zooming in and picking off the stuff that's really causing problems. And so, you know, that's a really good place for you to start, is just to sort of pull the plug, to give yourself a little bit of breathing space, because then you can start thinking about turning the tap off. So what do I mean by turning the tap off? Well, I'm talking about those clouds, the emotions, the values, and your beliefs. And so then you can start addressing all those little individual things that's creating the buildup of stress in the first place, that ultimately, if you don't deal with, leads on to much worse, nastier things in your life. So that is like that's basically the head trash cycle. Now, I hope I've sort of explained that reasonably clearly, and that it sort of makes sense, because, you know, if you can sort of get your head around that, then that can give you a really great way to navigate your own head trash and start sort of understanding what on earth is going on and picking off all that stuff. Because by doing that, you can really start reducing all the things that are sort of, you know, affecting you negatively, and start, you know, having a lake of stress that's just going down all the time and starting to feel a lot calmer and happier and more able to be the most amazing person that you already are inside anyway. We're just trying to get rid of all that stuff that's preventing the true bright light within of shining and reaching everybody outside, right? So that's what I think head trash is. It's all that stuff that's preventing you from shining your true brilliance to the world. And if we can get rid of all that head trash, then the world can really see you and the brilliance that you really do have to offer. So that's why I really want you to learn to use this 5-step process, because if we could all be showing the world our complete and utter brilliance, then wouldn't the world be a better place? So on that note, I will leave you with that thought, and I would urge you again to start really giving it a go and clearing some stuff, because you really will notice the difference. And if you do need any help or whatever, then just come and find me at Alexia L on Twitter, and I'd be happy to help and advise you. So until next week, bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. So now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.